Hey, you got the last load in there?
I got the last load in.
The fabric softener, là.
I'm just putting it in my drying machine. It will dry all
my clothes. Drying machine. It's technology marvel.
Grab my terry flaps. Squeeze my holdy folds. Hold my goldy folds. Grab my foldy tolds. Grab my terry flap holds. Grab my terry folds. Hold my foldy folds. Hold my terry folds.
Welcome back to
STFU,
the show where we do laundry, redo
stores, do laundry,
and keep it
strictly platonic. There goes my dogs again.
I'm your host. What the fuck? You need a
Go ahead.
Do you need a minute?
No, it's okay. Whatever. You'll hear me doing laundry. Not a big deal.
The multitasker. I'm your host, Mr. Old School, along with my... hold on.
Yeah.
I also... what the fuck do we do? I haven't done this in 2 weeks. I'm your host with the most...
dirty clothes.
Mr. Old School, along with his laundry... cleaning partner crime,
Charlie.
That's her fucking name. And as you can tell, we are not live. We are currently on the marvelous wonder of Skype
technology. Do they hear it though?
Yeah.
Do you think?
For sure.
I think we could fool them.
No. First of all, you're doing laundry, and you're talking about your dogs. So you've kind of gave it away.
Maybe I'm doing your laundry, and I'm being your bitch.
You know what? Charlie understands her role in life, and that's to be my servant.
Oh yeah, you wish.
Clean my clothes, do my dusting.
I don't even do the dusting at my own house. I'm not, definitely not going to do it at your house.
Hey, man, listen, you got to know your role, buddy. It's 2017. You need to be a modern woman, and you need to learn how to clean.
Wait, listen. Oh, yeah. The beautiful sound of laundry.
Amazing. So you're under the weather. You're not feeling too good, buddy.
Yeah, well, actually, I told you that I was... gonna be fine and just I would come to your house anyways, but you're so afraid of disease that you were like, oh no, it's fine, we're gonna do it with Skype, don't worry about it.
First of all,
so
I've never understood your unwillingness to take a day off. I respect it, I admire it, I think it's great.
I don't need to take a day off.
Listen, fuck. Your body is telling you are ill. You have like fucking AIDS or whatever, death AIDS.
Yeah.
And your body's like, hey, you need to calm down. Maybe take a couple of days for yourself. Relax. Watch some movies. Eat some popcorn.
And I literally have like everything. Like everything. Everything you can have except AIDS.
Okay.
And syphilis.
Okay, that's good.
I have a cold. I have throat stuff. I have not one, not two, but multiple cold sores.
Jeez.
Which is, I'm sexy as hell today.
Oh, yeah.
And I have earaches.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The fuck happened?
My body crashed, I guess. I've been stressed.
Okay. So it's just an accumulation of a lot of stress going on. You're not feeling too well.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
what's up with you?
I mean, do you want to fucking start? Because you sound like you got a story to tell here.
I don't have a story to tell unless you consider me, you know. Not pooping properly, the story.
Well, speaking of shit, it always goes back to it.
Always.
So let's talk about your bacterial issues.
I literally have nothing to talk about. I just can tell you that you're afraid of it. That's it.
Well, listen, it sounds like you got your ass kicked by something. And you normally have a pretty good fucking system. So you can wave off all these fucking whatever, somebody's sick. If I am anywhere near you, I will catch whatever the fuck you have.
I actually have the worst system. I literally catch everything known to man. Like, everything.
Really?
Other than AIDS and syphilis.
Yeah. But, like, hold on. But why would you then possibly put yourself at risk? Like, when you were over here, when I was sick, you're like, oh, whatever, fuck it, let's do it. No, I don't care if I get the fuck.
Because life goes on. Everybody gets sick. No, I think I'm losing my voice, too.
You just got to hedge your bets, is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? You got to play the odds, and you're just playing Russian roulette, and you're just flicking that fucking shit, flicking that bean, yeah, fuck.
You're right. Flicking the bean. No, that's the last thing I'm doing right now.
Flicking that bean.
So unsexy.
That bean is loaded. Flicking it.
No way, man.
Ready to go. Anytime.
It's not even planted yet. Fuck it.
You're fucking crazy. Anyways, yeah, so I hedge my bets, and I'm like, you know what? I'm kind of susceptible to everything. Maybe that might not be the best idea. You know what I'm saying? You know.
What a pussy.
Hold on a second, fuckface. What, because I don't want to suffer and get a man cold for a week?
Because you don't want to suffer. Yeah, oh my why God, the fuck I don't want to suffer. I don't want to get the in the achoosies.
Exactly. But why even go through that if I can avoid it? It's just logic, dude.
I mean, I think it's a lot harder to catch somebody else's disease than one might think. It's not really like sneeze on a doorknob and you'll be sick. It's not like that.
Well, how'd you catch your shit?
For me, it's probably stress.
Okay.
I get a lot sick with stress. And also because it's getting cold again now here in Montreal.
Yeah.
It's like officially fall. And I had two weddings last weekend. Yep. And they were cold. And obviously I'm stubborn. So I was wearing like a a sleeveless dress. Mm. So I was dumb. And then my immune system is always down and I'm stressed because of it. So I probably got caught everything.
Everything's
where was
like,
I going with this?
Hey, come on in. Come on in, syphilis. Come on in, AIDS.
Right. Come on in, AIDS. But yeah, but I think that there's a lot of components that have to go into you being able to catch it. It's not just like on the doorknob and then you automatically
what's
get
what's your deal in doorknobs? Why are you obsessed with them?
Because that's what they always show in the documentaries. This is how you catch a cold. And you put the virus on the fucking doorknob and everybody else catches the doorknob? Sure, whatever.
Show title.
So yeah. Show to catch the doorknob. Hey, do we have a sponsor?
We do have a sponsor, Charlie, and it's amazing that you mentioned that. So let me
it's not FIFA Loom anymore?
FIFA Loom took off. They didn't like the fact that I spelt it wrong.
Oh shit, man. That sucks.
So anyways, we're back in negotiations with them. See what we can do. In the meantime, Charlie, this week's sponsor is Duck Toast.
Yeah. Duck toast?
Duck toast.
No way. That's my favorite.
Mine too.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me why.
Well, I love duck. Who doesn't?
I don't. That's not what duck toast is.
Really? I thought it was actually duck meat toast. Please elaborate.
No.
Enlighten me,
totally,
Charlie.
You're totally wrong about that.
Really?
Yeah, it's actually duct tape, a brand new type of duct tape.
Amazing.
That absolutely just attaches to everything, including toast. and everybody knows that everybody needs a way to attach your toast to things.
Yeah.
And it's so hard because of the little pieces of bread. It's impossible to just put it on your wall or on your, hand.
You know, so funny you mentioned that. Last week, I was trying to put toast on my wall and had the same problem.
Right? So this revolutionary product is just for you. You can use duck toast on everything, including your toast.
That's amazing.
Even if it has butter on it.
Butter on the toast or butter on the duct tape?
Both.
Really?
Yeah. And for a limited time, you could get it in 5 different colors if you only buy one. You buy one and they send you 5 colors. Of duct toast.
But if you buy 2, they won't give you the 5 colors.
No, it doesn't work.
Wow, it seems kind of inefficient.
Hey, this is what's written in my script. I don't judge it.
We just follow the paper. Talking heads.
Just talking heads.
That's all
we
do.
So by using the code STFU, you just enter it on there and it'll send you 5 different colors.
Amazing. Limited time offer. DuckToast.com. Check it out. Promo code.
.org.
Check it out. Promo code STFNU. All right, Charlie.
No, STFU. Don't confuse the listeners.
She's right. STFU. Fucking, you're all sick there. So am I starting what?
Sure. You want to tell me about your life?
What is my life?
Your life?
So I might get fired.
What happened to my boss has left me, they'll never fire me.
Well, probably. Okay, maybe I'm over exaggerating.
I doubt it. You over exaggerating? Impossible.
I know, right? Okay, so
how are you gonna fire
the Toronto female employee, right?
employee
Toronto female
employee. Yes. okay
okay
we were the Russian girl.
Yes, the Jamaican Russian. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so we might have had a small misunderstanding while I was there. And so
please don't tell me it's when you told her not to repeat herself.
That's another story. It might be nothing. You know, I might be just blowing this out of proportion.
Yeah, okay. Possibility.
But so here it goes. So
okay, go.
From my perspective here, I understood that she wanted me to take photos of the
your penis.
Yes. No. No. Of the server room. Oh no, sorry. That was her interpretation.
Oh, okay.
That she wanted.
What did you?
But I already told her that I did that. And then she was mentioning about HR didn't take a photo of her for the email because.
Yeah, what's this photo for?
For email. So like, what happens is you put it in Outlook, and then everybody sees what you look like, so they know who they're talking to. That's a company thing. Everybody in the company does it. They get a headshot, whatever. They put it on Outlook. So everybody, that's what fucking Joshua looks like, you know?
Okay, okay.
My understanding, my interpretation was that she wanted me to take a photo of her. So I'm like snapping photos. She's looking at me like, the fuck are you doing? And then she's like, the server? I'm like, the server?
How did you take the photo? With your own phone?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
So I'm like taking these photos. The first one she thinks it's like a joke. She's posing. But then like I'm like, why are you posing? And then she's like, why aren't you taking the server room's hair? Like, how can you get? I'm like, but I thought you wanted me to take a photo of you. And it was like, what? And it made no sense. It was super awkward. I'm like, no, but you – but the server and you want me to – what? Anyways –
So what did she want a picture of?
The server room, and I was taking a bunch of photos of her.
Of her face. Wow, okay.
No, just like her in general. And then, I don't know if she's like creeped out, like, why is this guy taking all these photos of me, the fucking creep or whatever. But, so I might get fired. I don't know.
I don't think you're going to get fired for that.
No, but it's kind of weird. Like, what? Imagine,
like. What is she going to do? Go see HR and be like, yeah, this, my boss or my trainer just took a bunch of pictures of me. The HR is going to be like, fuck off. Get out of my face.
No, but it's kind of weird. Like, say if you're sitting there at your desk and the guy's like taking photos of you, you'd be like, the fuck is this?
Okay, but how did you leave it? Did you just run away?
No.
You know what I mean?
Imagine.
If that's what happened, I would say, okay, maybe you are going to get fired. No, but I'm sure you left it properly.
Okay, let's put your scenario in the case. So I take the photos, and she's like, what are you doing? And then I run.
And you're like,
and I bolt out of there. That would be the weirdest.
How'd you leave it?
That would have been the weirdest fucking. No, that's not how it happened. So I was like, I thought you wanted me to take a photo of you. And she's like, why? I'm like, you said this. And she's like, server room. And I'm like, I don't know.
Okay, you're fine.
So I might get fired.
You're fine. You're fine. That's hilarious. And I can't believe you, out of all people, would have just taken out your phone and started taking pictures of her.
I don't take photos of anything, ever.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
The way I understood it, she needed a photo for human research. She didn't have one. So I was like, well, whatever. I'll take I'm not a photographer. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'll figure it out. Whatever.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, anyway. So, you know, we'll see you next week, but. Yeah.
Well, speaking of photos, segue.
Do it.
I hired today officially a guy for him to draw little cartoon characters of us for the website.
Yes.
And so that instead of us posting our picture, we're going to have a little cartoon character in our about page or wherever the fuck we want to put it. And the guy was like, okay, I'm going to need pictures of you guys. And I was like, okay, here's like 100 of me. And here's one of old school. Because I don't have any fucking pictures of your face.
Yeah, well, you can get me on Facebook there. Yeah, but there's a couple.
No, there's a couple. Yeah, there's like a few. It's like, I'm going to need more. And I'm like, I don't have any. Thankfully, I had like a few stupid ones that we took of Christmas Eve because we get together on Christmas Eve. Yeah. So I sent him like that. And he was like, do you have anything that like shows your personality? And I sent him a boomerang that we did. And he was like, okay, that's enough, I think. Okay. And I'm like, oh, God, that was so hard. I had to fucking research, go Sherlock Holmes on this shit.
Deal with it. I don't like photos, man.
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot. I hate you. You're living in the digital space. I'm living in the now.
I'm a professional photographer.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
I don't like pictures of people.
There you go.
But anyways, I wanted to tell you that you're an ass.
Fuck you.
Moving on.
Hey, we got enough. The guy's got enough to work with. He's like, all right, I'll deal with this shit. Whatever. He's got it. He's good.
Oh, well, yeah.
We're good.
Well, no complaining when he shows up with the design and you have like a lizard head or something.
Okay. Lizard heads are very 2017, so I'd be fine with that.
2017? How?
Hillary Clinton. She's a lizard person.
No, stop. Don't say that. I don't believe.
Hey, you brought up the lizard. It was me. All right.
I don't believe.
So I was at the Fan Expo this weekend, Charlie.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
What is it? What, here in Montreal?
No, Toronto.
You went back to Toronto?
Went back again.
I didn't know.
Shows how much okay. You give a shit.
I guess that's when you took the pictures of the porno pictures of the girl.
No, I didn't. Not a porno picture. I wanted to time it perfectly, but I couldn't. So she started earlier, and then I had to start 2 weeks before there, and I had to go back. Went back an extra day because I was there anyways. Worked at a.
So you flew there and flew back?
No, drove.
One day?
Drove. Fuck. Oh, flying. Even worse. Oh, you want to go into flying shit? I'll fucking segue into flying. Fuck flying, okay?
I know.
Yeah.
I feel you.
did I tell you they fucking lost my bag?
Mm.
Yeah.
No, you haven't.
WestJet.
You lost your bag?
The whole process. Like, I can drive to Toronto in 5.5 hours. Okay. But then they're like, flight is flight. Whatever, I'll fly it. So, I mean, I get to the airport 6:30. No, I leave for the airport at 6:30, get there around 7:15.
Okay.
Wait in the fucking WestJet line, get my fucking whatever seats. Then I fucking wait in security. And then I got to walk like half an hour to some little bullshit dinky fucking plane that's on a tarmac. And then I fucking bang my head on the fucking like door. Whatever, deal with that shit. Fly there. It takes about an hour and a half. They're fucking sitting on the tarmac waiting for departure. It was fucking stupid. Anyways, get there. My fucking bag's not there. Wait half an hour. Bag's still not there. Look at the WestJet line. There's this big ass line for lost baggage. I'm like, fuck.
So they never put it on the flight? Or was it
yes,
in Toronto?
What are you, a fucking mind reader? Let me finish. So, okay. Yeah, but
I am. I'm a witch.
That's pretty much what happened. So, yeah, wait fucking 45 minutes in a fucking line for my fucking bag. To see some fucking douche for my fucking bag. She's like, how you doing today? I'm like, could be better. Could be better. She's like, oh, let me tell you, look what's going on in your bag. Yeah, that'd be fucking nice. It's here for 45 fucking minutes. Well, sir, got some good news and bad news. Bad news is your bag isn't here. I was like, yeah, I could have told you that. The good news is your bag's on the other flight and it's coming. So you have two options. Mm. You could either bring in the fucking bag like between now and Sunday or something. But I like have limited clothes right now. I'm dropping weight. I don't want to fucking buy new clothes. So all my toiletries and my clothes are in like one travel bag. So I would have been sucks. Like, I'd have to buy new toothpaste, shampoo, this, that. Fuck that. So I'm like, I'm not doing that shit. So I go, how long is it? Well, it's only like an hour if you want. I'm like, okay, fuck it. I'm already in this long. I'm pot committed. I got to fucking wait. Of course, the flight gets delayed, you know?
No.
Yeah. So the whole ordeal took the whole process, me getting back, took like 6-7 hours. I could have drove fucking faster. How efficient is that? I got to go through a fucking security line, fucking baggage, fucking bullshit.
But wait. You go to Toronto for a day or like 2 days.
4 days.
And you... all 4 days.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, you fucking check a baggage? Like,
what am I, prima donna? Fuck. No, listen, fuck face. I don't want to call you fuck face. But yeah, I got fucking 4 days of shit. I needed to check a bag because it's just a little bit over the fucking limit. So I got a $30 fucking fee for this fucking bullshit. Anyways, fuck you, WestJet. Fuck flying. Fuck security. Fuck planes. Fuck everybody.
Yeah. Agreed. Well, I mean, yeah, I hate flying too. And I find that every time somebody passes by Toronto, there's a bag that's lost.
All the time.
Toronto is like renowned for that. I fly enough that I'm able to like, I talk to the stewardesses and things like that. And they're like, oh, you lost your bag? Where were you?
Toronto.
Yeah. I'm like, oh yeah. Toronto knows. It's always like that. Like, gee, you know, you have a problem that the other airlines and the other airports like know about this problem. How about you fix it? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you know. Of course, they're not in a rush to do that, right?
Nope.
So,
but yeah.
Yeah. So, Fan Expo. Have you ever been to Fan Expo or Comic-Con or anything like that?
I've been to Comic-Con.
So you know what it's like, right? Like, it's people dressing up. It's fucking Halloween.
Well, I don't know what Fan Expo is. Like,
it's the same shit. It's another name for fucking Comic-Con. Maybe they couldn't have the rights to it or some shit, you know?
Oh, okay. It's not Expos. It's not baseball.
No, dude. It's Comic-Con. It's the Fan Expo.
Oh, well, that's misleading.
Well, no, you're just dumb. What do you want me to tell you? So,
no, I'm pretty sure that's misleading.
Yeah, pretty sure. No, it's pretty fucking clear. It's a fucking
fan. So you went to Comic-Con. Okay. What'd you dress up as?
Nothing.
Dr. Putzen?
No, I didn't dress up as nothing. I'm not dressing up.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Okay. But to me, it's the most bizarre yet accepting place on Earth.
Yeah.
Because you got dudes dressing up like fucking Sailor Moon. Hair and all. Like fucking Sailor Moon dress. Yeah. Hairy shit. You got cross dressers. You got fucking Peter Pan chicks dressing up like dudes. Dudes dressing up like chicks.
That's true. That's very true.
Like, and just every bizarre. You get this fat ass fucking guy in leotard. It's like nobody can. And it's great. Everybody's just like, whatever. Do whatever the fuck you want. Dress as crazy as you want. Act as weird as you want. As long as you don't murder anybody, we're good.
Yeah. It's very true. I never thought about
that. It is the most open place I have ever been to. Everybody's just doing their fucking thing. I absolutely love going.
Mm-hmm. So why'd you go? Just for fun?
So there's a couple things. I went to go see Justin Roiland. He's the creator of Rick and Morty. Now, if you don't know what Rick and Morty is, you need to watch it, although you don't watch anything new. So maybe in 20 years I'll recommend it.
I do know what it is.
Okay.
But okay.
To me, it's my favorite show ever.
Okay.
Obsessed with it. I'm not a big merch whore. I don't buy shirts, hats, or anything like that. But I actually bought all the little pop figures, these little toys.
Oh no!
Yeah.
I love pop figures.
So I got Mr. Meeseeks. For anybody who doesn't know Rick and Morty, you have no idea what I'm talking about. But I got Mr. Meeseeks. I got Squanchy. I got weaponized Rick. I got Mr. Poopy Butthole.
That's funny. That's hilarious. Yeah, I actually watched the first few episodes.
Okay, so you know who Mr. Poopy Butthole is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty funny.
I think it'd be funny if I put him in the
bathroom. Super crude, but it's pretty funny.
Oh, super fucking crude. That's why I love it. Wouldn't it be funny if I put Mr. Poopy Butthole in the bathroom, like looking at you when you go to the bathroom?
That's amazing.
I might do that.
You should just put the whole gang.
In the bathroom?
Yeah.
They're in my living room area right now, hanging out.
Next to Hulk Hogan?
Next to Hulk Hogan. And Ahmed the terrorist. Like,
yeah.
Weird mix there, but yeah. So fucking Fan Expo, man. Went to go see Justin Roiland. Went to go see the cast of Star Trek was there. The cast of Stranger Things. I went to go see a panel with them. So it was a lot of fun.
Nice. Who'd you go with, though?
I went with two friends, Andre and his wife. I don't know.
It was here.
No, it was in Toronto. I went to go see Edmonton Sean.
Oh, yeah? But Andre was there?
He went. He came with us. Well, he flew there. He had, like, points or something. And then we all drove back.
Wow. Okay. Man, I feel like I haven't spoken to you in, like, 15 weeks. I'm like, really?
What's going on, man? So, yeah, I fucking... It's a chance to geek out, have some fun with all my crazy peeps.
That's true. I agree. Well, speaking of, not Comic-Con necessarily, but you said before, like, that it's the place where you get no judgment and, you know, whatever. So I have a question for you.
Do it.
Do you think, actually something that I wanted to bring up on this episode, so it's funny that we did the nice segue here. What do you think about little boys?
Oh, well, hold on. What?
Little boys.
Okay.
That want to wear dresses or want to wear skirts to school.
Do they want to get beaten up is the question.
Okay. Well, that's not my question. My question is, what do you think? Anyway, I think that it's super unfair that, you know, that boys don't get to do what they want as well. Because everybody's always talking about women and how, like, they need to be empowered and this and that, and they shouldn't be this or they shouldn't be that, or they have the right to do this or to do that.
Yep.
But everybody always ignores the little boys. What about the little boys that want to, you know, play with the dolls or want to wear pink or, you know, want to wear skirts to school or want to wear makeup? Why aren't they allowed?
Are they necessarily not allowed, or is it just it's a kind of a societal thing that frowns upon it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good question. There's definitely.
If you had a son and your son said, "Can I wear a skirt like mommy's today?"
I say, well, son, we need to go back and fucking shoot guns or no. All kidding aside, yeah, I mean, there's, if you look at it 100% objectively, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, why not just dress how you want, wear what you want? And, you know, there are little boys, like you said, like playing with dolls, that's like wearing lighter colors and maybe they identify, you know, different way. Fucking do it. And it's crazy how, because I don't think this will ever change, or in our lifetimes anyways.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
I think it will.
Maybe. But yeah, it's that guy standing, you got to be a tough guy, blue, wear blue and fucking play with G.I. Joes and wear pants and shorts, whatever. Not short shorts, but shorts.
That's so unfair.
I agree.
Everybody always qualifies as like, oh, you want to play with dolls? Oh, you want to paint your nails? Well, you must be gay. I'm like, well, no. Like,
well, here's the thing,
though. People have to do what they want.
But it's not just on the male side. It's also females that push that stereotype, too, that think negatively of boys who do that.
That's true. It's very unfair. It's fucking two ways. I find it so stupid. It's true. I don't care. I could not care less. But it goes as far for men, particularly. It goes as far as sometimes guys are called gay or like, you know, sissies when they dance. And that's crazy. Like to the point where just because he wants to dance, not even professional dance. I'm talking about like dancing at a wedding. Sometimes guys are like, oh, I'm not going to dance because people are going to think that I'm a sissy or whatever. There's a lot of people that don't care, luckily, but there's a lot of guys that still think that way.
No, 100%. And I mean, a couple years ago, I'd probably be one of those guys. Maybe not the dancing, but very self-conscious about stuff that I do or whatever to be perceived as something else, which is fucking stupid. But that's a self-image thing. That's a society thing. It's very interesting you brought that up. No, it's very true. And there's nothing – I can't play even devil's advocate because I look like a homophobe. You know what I mean? Like it –
Well, as a man, why did you feel – you just said now that a few years ago you're like, oh, I would feel super self-conscious about it.
Sure.
What would you feel self-conscious about? Like what would you think that your friends would do?
No, I'd probably be bullied for being
You'd be bullied or you'd be afraid to be bullied?
Afraid to be bullied. Yes. Yeah. I just – paranoid to be put in that fucking – like that boat or that zone to be looked like a sissy.
That boat.
Like it'll be looking like a sissy or something. Like, but obviously that's to me that personally I've tried change. I give less of a shit what people think, but it's, you know, maybe when you're younger, you're more concerned about imagery and stuff like that.
Right.
Like what society thinks of you.
Right. Well, did you know that there's a bunch of kids on Instagram that it's like little boys? They're maybe, God, maybe between eight mm-hmm. and 12. Mm-hmm. And they're like professional makeup artists.
Wow.
And they like do videos that are like 30 seconds long of makeup tutorial and they do it on their own face. And it's like, first of all, I hate you for being so talented at that age. Second of all, if you look at their comments, the amount of people that are like, oh, if this was my child, I would beat him. Or what would you do if this was your child? Yeah. That's disgusting. And I'm like, why does it concern you? He's allowed to be talented in whatever the fuck he wants. 100%. You know what I mean?
A projection of your issues that you or just like things that you're like
insecure about,
you project that on the other people.
But it's also, I find that, yes, but I also find that it's a lot of people are very traditionalists and they are. Feel very threatened, uncomfortable by somebody that's like out of the box.
But yeah, 100%, and that's on both sides. Speaking with the female coworker, I'm gonna get fired for. Like she was saying when she started working, like boss of the first company, he's like, "Do you think you can handle it, Missy?"
Oh,
so you know what I mean? Just like she's a woman, she can't fix computers. You know, it's kind of what, and I'm curious, like it's. Been since the dawn of fucking time, man, where something that's not the norm kind of gets shit on and or like people just don't know how to fucking deal with it. They get uncomfortable. They say stupid shit. You know, like they feel compelled to fucking give their short-sighted, stupid opinion online. Like people are supposed to care what you think. Fuck you. You know what I mean? But it's crazy how I think it's those insecurities that they project on everybody else. Like you're going to notice, you're going to notice the faults you notice in people are the ones that you're worried about in yourself. You know what I mean? Whether it's weight, whether it's fucking a look, whether it's, you know, uncomfortability with homosexuality, for example, we fucking mentioning, you know, everything else.
So truthfully, so your son comes up to you and he's like, "Daddy, daddy, I want to wear mommy's skirt."
Fuck it. Go. Go for it.
Would you wear a skirt with him to make him feel comfortable?
No. But
why not?
No. I'll wear a pink tie.
I'll wear a pink tie.
I'm actually going to wear, Kok Fu there. So
yeah.
Kok Fu's getting married there. So I'm going to be wearing like an all black with a pink tie.
Nice. Yeah,
that's, good job. That's the extent of what I'll wear.
You're so progressive.
No, well, I just don't look good in a dress. Let's just say that.
All right, move on. Well, first, before moving on, listeners, I would love to know what your
If your kid
views are.
Yeah. If your son wants to wear a dress, like, would you freak out, or would you say go for it? Fuck it. I mean,
And if you call him a sissy or you call him, you know, an F word, feel free to unfollow us.
Yeah. No, honestly, like, the times are changing, man. I mean, I think the times are changing for good. I mean, some people, bitch, stuff is too PC and stuff. Like, I get that, but there's so much good that's coming out of it, you know, especially for the trans and gay community and shit like that. So, and, visual minorities and everything. So it's getting there.
Oh, my mom's calling me on the other line.
Tell her I said, que cosa?
Que cosa? Can you just wait a second?
Yeah.
Impossible?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Oh, no, it's going to end the call. Never mind. I'll text her.
Got her to piss off. Hey, your man, piss off.
You know? Hey, telefono. Okay.
I do the podcaster.
The podcaster.
The babada. There's the FIFA loom, the podcast.
So you want to hear something that really sucks?
Okay.
Very short, though, because it's such a boring subject that I don't want to talk about it.
Well, why are you bringing it up on the show, then?
Okay, well, I'm trying to renew my mortgage and get extra money.
Hold on, is this a house ad for, RBC Finance or something?
Yeah, they totally called me and said that they'll give me $5 million to talk about it on the podcast. That's okay. So, no, I'm trying to renew my mortgage and get a bunch of cash extra to redo my basement. And it turns out that as a freelancer or my own business owner, it's very difficult to try to prove to the banks that you can actually pay the bills, because they look at the number or your how much money you make after you've spent all your money. As in, like, you do an amount.
Really?
Yeah. You do an amount and then you spend all the money because you're paying bills and you're paying for the house and you're paying whatever. Yeah. And then the last change that you have, like, meaning the money that goes into your pocket, that's the amount of money that they consider.
That's bullshit.
Isn't it? I was like, but I already paid for the house.
So
shouldn't you be considering the money I'm making initially, because that's the money I used to pay the house?
So, like, the money you save or whatever, they don't count that. You have to spend it.
No, it's the money that you make. I don't know how to say it in English. The money that you make per year.
Okay.
Let's say you have a job, okay?
Yeah.
Like a regular 9-to-5 job, and you make $45,000 a year.
Yeah.
Okay? So $45,000 a year when you have a 9-to-5 job is what you put on the bank statement saying, hey, I want a house. I make $45,000 a year.
Gotcha.
Before taxes and everything.
Gotcha.
And the bank is like, cool. Okay?
Yeah.
When you're a business owner, they take the number $45,000 a year minus taxes, minus payments, minus bills, minus this, minus this. Let's say you have, $15,000 left that goes in your pocket that you actually make per year.
Yeah.
They count the $15,000.
How the fuck does that make any sense?
Right? That's it. That's all I have to say. It sucks. So
that's a double. Then, but why do they say why? They're just like, we like being assholes here.
Well, I think that one, they like being assholes. And two, I think that they try to pressure business owners to declare more.
Okay.
Because unfortunately, you know, the benefit of having your own business is that you can pretty much like deduct everything.
Right.
Right. So I'm deducting a lot, like 90% of it.
Yeah.
So the little 10%, the bank is like, oh, well, you don't have enough money. You should just declare more.
Wow.
Yeah, fucking dicks. Anyways, so I can't get renovate my basement.
That's basically fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
So how'd you get your mortgage then?
My mom co-signed.
Oh, if not, you wouldn't have gotten it.
Or else I would never. And I asked my photographer friends, and I was like, guys, how do you do it, man? Like, how'd you guys like get money to like get a mortgage and a house and everything? Yeah. And they were like, just marry somebody with a stable job. And I'm like, fuck off. And they're serious. They're like, just marry somebody that has an actual job. And I'm like, oh my God, that's fucking terrible.
You're all set. Mm-hmm. That's fucking.
Just get a husband.
So we talk about like how the times are changing 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Like it's progressing and you're like, oh, you just got to find yourself a stable husband to be able to get what you want.
Yeah, exactly.
That
you need
is
money?
Fucking
that's all.
Crazy.
I thought it was funny. Anyways, that sucks.
Well,
it
sucks you can't get your, you know, let's do it ourselves. Let's fucking put our own flooring and all this shit. I don't know.
Yeah, but, you know, anyway, whatever. So basically my kitchen renovation is coming out of my pocket, like direct.
Oh, fuck.
Which sucks. Yeah.
How much?
So whatever. $15,000.
Jesus.
Yeah. Wow. But I have no choice or else I can't renovate it.
Wow.
Anyway, whatever.
So it's happening. You're doing it.
Well, I'm going to renovate my kitchen. I can't renovate my basement.
Okay.
Because that's $40,000 and I want to live.
Ooh, fuck.
So.
40 grand.
Anyways, yeah, I need to get a husband that knows how to put down flooring and knows how to fucking paint walls.
It's got a stable and a nice, job.
And has a nice butt and we're good.
Puts down walls, nice ass, we're good to go.
We're good to go. Charlie's happy. I almost said my real name.
I'll fix it. All right.
Okay. You know what's it's been a while that we haven't done old school.
What have we not done in a while?
Craigslist ads.
And pray tell, what type of Craigslist ad do you mean?
Well, I heard old school that you are shopping around for things.
Can you be more specific?
True? Well, I know that you like shopping. And don't worry about it. And then I found a bunch of ads that are the weirdest things that I could find that you could buy on Craigslist.
Okay. Weirdest things.
Weirdest things.
Weirdest things.
So, you ready to hear them?
I'm always ready to hear some weird things.
Okay. I'm going to put my sexy voice on. Feel free to put music in the background.
Okay. But every time we put music on the background, I'll have to get some like copyright free because the fucking copyright owners puts a claim on it and we lose all quote-unquote ad revenue for our three
that's views. Hilarious.
Yeah, so I'll try to find some like generic
the song that you could put in the background could be the corniest shit in the world and that's all you find in free music. So
we'll find some corny shit, we'll work on it.
All right, so antique hand crank woman's vibrator dildo.
Oh yeah,
amazing condition for being over 70 years old, but still works great.
Wow.
Was my great-grandmother's and passed down to my grandma.
Oh my God,
and then,
that's not an heirloom you passed down, what the fuck?
And then to my mother. My wife was not interested in it, so I need to sell it ASAP.
Jesus.
I need money for Christmas. Thank you.
Well, there's so many things to this. Like, what kind of fucked up family passes down a fucking vibrator from like family member to, oh, it's about time that I pass you down the family heirloom. It's been lubing our fucking vaginas for generations now. And now it's time for you to pass on the pleasure.
That's so hot.
Do you think they all used it or like after the first one, they're like, I'll keep it around, I guess. Like
for sure. They used it for sure. You could boil that shit. You're good.
Boil it.
Okay, fine. You're not interested in a vibrator.
Not really.
But are you interested in some belly button lint?
Always.
I have a collection of belly button lint. We'll trade for muscle car, Harley, gold. That's it.
Gold?
Gold. Or make a cash offer. Also interested in motorcycles. No lowball. Serious only. Willing to split if you don't have what I'm looking for. This guy has a picture.
Oh my God.
He has 3 full jars of belly button lint.
What the fuck?
Full jars.
Who trades gold? Like, I own like a block of gold. I'm looking I wonder what I could barter this for.
Forget gold. He wants a muscle car or a Harley or rifles. I didn't say that before. Rifles. He looks like somebody that would own a rifle.
But let's just,
okay.
What's the specialness to the, like, the lint? Can you, like, sew an amazing quilt out of it? Like, I don't, what the
fuck? Oh, that's so gross.
You sleep in that belly button lint?
That is the dirtiest fucking quilt ever.
Oh my god, eh? How amazing would that be? I sewed this with my own belly button lint.
Okay, fine. You don't want a belly button?
I think I'm good.
Okay. How about a human soul?
Really?
I am interested in selling my soul or trading it to someone that could help me acquire holiday gifts for myself and my family. I have been short on cash due to low amount of work and would greatly appreciate the help. You will receive a contract and certificate of authenticity. Both will be signed in my own blood and will verify by name that you are the new owner of my soul.
What the fuck?
In brackets, this is not a joke. I'm really selling it. You could use it to trade the devil for fame or riches. Keep in mind that you don't have to give him your own soul.
You can give him mine.
You could use it as a doormat. You could give it away as a gift or resell it. The options are endless.
I'm trying to think, like, who the fuck would buy this?
Oh, man. Who would sell it? Forget that
maybe
shit.
Maybe the belly button lint guy. Like, maybe that's what he traded for. Man. A soul.
Okay.
But imagine, like, that's legit. And then you go up, fucking, you're there. You're turning line. And, like, you sold it. Sorry.
Okay. How about, well, I mean, are you interested in the soul?
No.
I think it could help. Okay, you don't know why I shut this off. Okay, how about a dresser possessed by ex-girlfriend?
Okay, now you're talking.
I am selling the dresser that my ex left behind when we split. Like in our relationship, she felt it wasn't an obligation of hers to move anything along in our union or move anything out when she left. This dresser has 9 drawers for hiding even everything from the largest load of bullshit to the smallest of emotion.
Wow.
It is made out of wood. Very few bumps and bruises. This dresser is a real keeper and just needs a little TLC. Not years of therapy or daddy's approval.
Oh, shit.
No reason to create the illusion of a bad childhood because this dresser is willing to provide a purpose for a family.
Oh, somebody's got, like, some issues they haven't dealt with and they're putting it all out in a Craigslist ad.
Storing clothes with no emotional baggage or snack cakes.
That's best dresser ad I've ever seen.
I think so.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go to the dresser.
Okay. Wait, I have one more.
Okay.
Would you like a coffee table of the gods?
Maybe.
This coffee table is perfect for someone with a cocaine habit or shooting a porno movie. As you can see from the photo, this majestic beauty of this coffee table reviles earthly treasures such as the color of the sky at sunset, the laughter of a child, and infidelity.
What the fuck?
Qualities of the table. I don't know what that means. Mirrored, the motherfucker spins and doesn't have any splotches under black lights. Due to the assumed large demand for this table, all inquiries will be subject to a quiz to determine this level of badassery.
A quiz.
Yep. The price of the table is firm, $7.83, 4 cans of Chef Boyardee beef ravioli, and a framed photo of Betty White.
Hold on, he wants that as compensation?
Yes.
But the Chef Boyardee, okay, a little weird. But if you don't have a fucking framed photo of Betty White?
You have access to the internet, just make one.
Huh. The Chef Boyardee? Why specifically the Chef Boyardee?
Which one are you going to take?
So what are my options?
Your options are, would you like a coffee table of the gods?
Okay.
Would you like a dresser possessed by ex-girlfriend?
Okay.
Would you like a human soul?
Okay.
Would you like 3 jars of belly button lint? Or an antique vibrator?
Okay, definitely going to pass on the 4-generational vibrator, because that's fucking so weird.
You're missing out.
I'm sure I am. I'm good, though. I'm going to have to go with the coffee table.
Really? You don't want the human soul?
I'm not a huge fan of souls.
Dude, you can sell it to the devil.
Yeah, but I've never met him.
Rich.
Listen, if I knew that was a lock, I would buy that in a second.
Oh my god, I'm so going for the human soul.
I'm gonna go for that table. I just gotta find some Chef Boyardee and a picture of Betty White.
Fine. Whatever. You're missing out.
I think I totally am. All right, Charlie, where can they find us online?
You can find us online. You can go over to stfupodcast.com to check out all our latest episodes. But if ever you don't feel like going there because you're a lazy fuck, you could go and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play or even YouTube. Just subscribe and then you'll get new episodes as they come out every Saturday.
Yes. And if you go to stfupodcast.com, you can check out the Amazon link.
Amazon Inc.
What are you gonna fucking ruin it? I had a thing going there and you made all these fucking. You just can't let it slide, eh? I do one little flib, and you just gotta call me out on it. One little flib all the time. I can't just say, I can't put a Z where an S is or an S where a Z is. No, you gotta say, hey, you fucked up. You didn't say that. Go to Amazon and buy some shit. And if you click on the link, it helps support the show, costs you nothing more. Help support your podcasting people so Charlie can drink some beer and forget about her shitty life because she has AIDS or whatever the fuck she's
got. Such a shitty life, and I need more medication, guys.
So help support the so she can mix alcohol with medication and see what happens.
Please. I would really appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. So next week we'll be back face-to-face. Mano e mano, but until then, I hope you enjoyed the show, and that's it, then fuck you, and
Oh, wait, no.
What did we miss?
Well, they could go and follow us on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, do that. Oh, do we have any feedback, by the way? Email? Do we have...
I'm just going to keep talking and just kill time while I go check. They can go and follow us on STFU Podcast on Twitter.
Yeah.
Or else they could go and write us an email to tell us, you know, whatever the fuck, at thestfupodcast@gmail.com. Yeah. And no, we have nothing. Nobody's writing us because nobody loves us and nobody cares that I'm sick.
Well, they don't know you're sick yet.
Nobody cares.
No, specifically, I don't care, but other people don't know yet.
Okay. Do you guys care?
Nope.
Tell me on Twitter.
We don't hashtag give a shit. Fuck you. Die.
Charlie, I care. Hashtag Charlie, I care.
Don't be such a pussy, Charlie.
I know. Do you hear it in my voice? It's all stuff.
No, you actually sound okay.
Yay. Fuck you. Bye. Would you like a coffee table of the gods?
Say it again.
Coffee table of the gods.
The beginning.
Would you like a coffee table of the gods?
Say it again. You cut again.